100th podcast, we'll go back and listen to how retarded we were.
Yeah, perfect. All right, well, I'm recording now, so this is how we're going to run it. So,
all right,
we're good to go. We're setting up. Welcome to Jerk Circle Podcast.
Got that
Wayne,
on the first try.
Tommy, and Ron.
Also, 4x7. I was a problem in high school.
So everybody knows
like
that.
Like Cassidy.
He just didn't know how to figure out that problem. That was the problem.
Just so everybody knows, we've been here for about 4 hours trying to set this shit up.
Gotta
so
do it right.
You better listen to this motherfucker.
Gotta do it right.
I'm gonna tell you some bunch of idiots to do it right.
But it's our we're in person for the first time, so we're all excited about that. Tommy got here after 3 hours.
Yeah, so, typical Tommy.
We're gonna hopefully
if since, you want, leave.
Since we're in so person, we're gonna try to get through a whole podcast with Tommy. So let's hope for the best.
We'll see.
But
then
I'm falling asleep or leaving to get something to eat. So we got a couple things going on in the world of sports. The NFL. We want to talk about Tua news, Ron?
Yeah. So Tua is a quarterback from Alabama. Going into the season, he was the projected number one overall pick. He got hurt his hip during the season. So he failed. There was rumors he failed a medical for a team in the last couple months. But now I've reported today, three teams have actually taken him off the board completely. So he went from number one overall pick possibly to, you know, he hurt his hip. Last year he had a hurt ankle. So, yeah, three teams have taken him off the board. And it's just a fall from grace from him. People say if he was healthy without injury questions, he could possibly be number one pick with Joe Burrow. But it's just it just shows you, you know what I mean? Play a couple games, a couple injuries, and your luck can change just like that.
Yeah, with especially with the first round draft pick too, you got to make sure you're healthy. You know, they're not, a team is not going to invest a top 10 pick on somebody that, you know, might not even play or might be hurt. You know, it's a big investment.
Yeah,
know?
I've seen mock drafts from where people have Miami trading up to grab him at three, him falling all the way to almost the second round. I mean, you get a hip replacement surgery at 21, 22 years old.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's a big red flag. And he's just injured every year after every year. And when you take the elite of the elite and you go to the NFL, it's just up your chances. And I was listening to Tom McShay the other day, and he said every quarterback who had red flags for injury going into the draft have always almost repeated it in the NFL. So, yeah, somebody wants to take their franchise, bet them picks on a top player like that, but injuries are a big concern. You can find yourself out of a job real quick if you make the wrong selection. So that's big news. Big news with the draft only, what, six days away?
I think it's common. I mean, I would think with any fucking position, I mean, any major fucking or even half semi-major fucking injury is going to seem to. I mean, it seems like anybody that's ever really gotten hurt seems to always get hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anybody that's ever had, you know, one of them, you know, an ACL tear, you know, fucking a decent injury, it seems like they're constantly fucking hurt.
Yeah, and the scary thing about Tua, too, is when he failed his medical, it wasn't even for his hip. It was for the ankle he had the year before that.
Couple years ago, yeah.
Which, you know what I mean? You can't just keep injury on top of injury. It's going to come back and bite you in the ass, so I don't know. And plus, with this corona, you can't get medical. You can't get in-person visits, really.
Corona. Vaughn Miller.
That's
still upset about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on.
We might as well just jump right into it now.
Since Tommy's so depressed about it, we might as well talk. Big news coming out of NFL today as well. Vaughn Miller has contracted the corona COVID-19 virus.
Yeah.
I mean, big thing with that is I did hear that he does actually suffer from asthma, which is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah,
considering
it attacks your respiratory.
Considering the dude is an NFL, you know, NFL superstar and has asthma and plays, you know, hour-long games and runs his ass off. And,
yeah,
you
I mean,
know.
Everyone's asthma kind of acts a little different, though. I'm assuming he's got to have a mild form of asthma if he's on the field like that.
Yeah, playing, you know, hour-long games is, yeah, that takes a lot of breath out of you, you know.
Yeah, it's the first big star in NFL who had it. Basketball had, off the top of my head, Rudy Gobert
Donovan Mitchell.
And Donovan Mitchell had it. Carl Anthony Towns, his mom just died of corona. But yeah, this is the first big,
sad too.
Yeah, first big story, player infected at the NFL. And the NFL, they're going strong, and they're hoping September runs around. They're talking about not having fans in the stadium, but they're hoping to start the season on time. They're hoping to, get out there and get going. So hopefully, you know, wish Vaughn the best.
Can I tell you one thing? I mean, I can see football being a little. I mean, I can see sports being a little different than the whole fucking wrestling thing. Going back to the wrestling shit with fucking
being essential in Florida. Yep.
No. Well, I'm not necessarily that part, but I'm saying doing it without the fan base. Wrestling, I would just think, like, you know, for the wrestler, for, you know what I mean, for the entertainers, it's just gonna, I would think it'd feel different. I would think it would affect their performance. You know what I mean? And not that the fans aren't gonna affect the performance on the field. I mean, these guys have been playing fucking football. It's all they know. Any professional fucking athlete that's on the field, for the most part, that's been their fucking life. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's all they know. So, we've been on the practice field. We all play fucking sports. You know what I mean? You can play just as hard in a fucking practice than you can on the field.
Yep.
And, I mean, I guess maybe the same goes for wrestling, but I don't know. I don't know.
It's kind of hard faking it.
If I were in the entertainer, I would just feel like it would be different.
Because let's be honest, wrestling's fake. I mean,
I just think the fan base.
Oh, contact's not fake.
You're athletic, but you're putting on a show for the crowd.
Right.
Like, why are you going to make a movie if nobody's going to watch it?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
It's almost like you're on Broadway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the fan base is more, I guess, vital to the
performance.
To the performance, yeah, that's being played. Absolutely. I think the fan base definitely plays a bigger part there.
I mean, don't get me wrong, too. With the NFL, you know, those players, I mean, I'm assuming they do get a general rush from the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, like I said, absolutely. Like, they definitely, not that the fan base, trust me, dude, you hear thousands of roaring fucking fans.
Hundreds of thousands.
Trust me.
Super Bowl.
No. Maybe. I was going to say, because college stadiums.
No, college, the biggest.
We got to also think, too.
And just about 100,000.
Home field advantage.
Maybe. I was going to say, are there stadiums that fucking been gone?
Yeah. I mean, home field advantage. You got teams like Seattle when they're at home, or Kansas City at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
They count on them fans, you know, so when the offense.
South.
Oh, my God. Offensive
false starts.
Exactly.
So that's quarterback can't get the plays in.
That's a whole other element. Quiet.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's going to be, I mean, I'm hoping that it, you know, hopefully.
Yeah, that I guess it would be odd playing a game because you're also, it's not practice.
Yeah.
There's something on the line. You know what I mean? It's the enemy. It's the enemy team. The opposing team fucking, you know what I mean? You're not playing on your practice field with your guys.
Yeah, how do you mentally prepare for that? That's a question.
You know who would like it? Who would love if there was no fans? The refs. So when they fuck up, they're not hearing, "You suck! Get out of here!"
Well, refs always fuck up regardless if there's fans in the stadium or not in the stadium. So.
Hey, but it's easier. If no one's around, if no one's going to say
anything.
And
they can focus on their calls better.
There's going to be blown calls no matter what.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's just because they're fucking half of them.
Well, hopefully, you know, the season gets here. We can all get, but
yeah, we're still a while away.
All it's going to take, though, is the season starts. One player gets it. It's probably
Sean Payton had it, head coach Saints. Yeah. You know, and he's actually recovered. He's doing well, so it's not the end of the world.
Want sports. I'm tired of sitting around doing nothing. We have more shit to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. So I just want to get it going.
I know, dude. This shit is starting to get old, bro.
Oh my God.
Definitely. I woke up 7:00 today. It's very productive.
He didn't do shit. He's lying.
Boy, get the fuck out of here, bro. I cut a tree down today. I cut part of a tree down today. So you can kiss my ass. But
I wouldn't actually
my point
that.
Is, I fucking, even though I feel like I got a good amount of done today, which I did get a good amount of done today, but I was still bored as fuck. Like,
That's what sports are.
But
when you're
like,
done busting your ass, you get to come
sports.
Home.
I'm talking about everything and fucking anything, dude.
Check your levels out, you know
what
I mean?
Like, there's no... There's nothing to do.
Yeah, there's nothing
to do. We're just, probably breaking the law right
just
now.
Just imagine.
So
we actually, I mean, curfew is.
I'm gonna watch. I mean, I swear to God, I'm saying.
But check,
paying, since this all this shit was your idea, you're paying for our tickets.
You're paying for the ticket. I was here 6:00. Ron, what time was I here?
He was here 6:00, and just so everybody knows, there's only 6 people in my house right now, so we're under the 10 person.
Don't
limit.
Call the health department.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, I was here an hour and a half. Late, right?
Yeah.
No,
and Kate, an hour and a half
late.
I'm sorry,
an hour and a half after you had arrived?
Yes, but
is
listen.
That right?
So listen.
Okay, so
but the viewers
if
don't
we
know,
were here past 9:30, that time frame wouldn't matter anyway because it'd be an hour and a half. So
what the viewers don't know is he came here stuffing his fucking face.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he was an hour and a half late.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been working since
but then stuffed his face with a cheeseburger, french fries. That took about 40 minutes. So,
but honestly, it's almost 2 hours late. We can get Tommy for a full episode, I'll forgive it all. All I want is Tommy for a full episode.
Yeah, we'll take him. We take him. We can get him.
Right.
But so back to the NFL. Next news is the release of Trey Burton.
Trey Burton, yeah, released from the Bears after 2 years. Obviously, Trey Burton's best known for the Philly Special. He was the tight end for the Eagles. Nick Foles gave him the little shovel
pass.
What
a fucking play, right?
Great play.
I still remember that shit. It was yesterday, man.
I mean, there's plays anonymous with the Super Bowl. I fucked that word all up. You have to go back to the can't think of his name now. Giants catch.
David Tyree. You're welcome.
Yep, David Tyree with the hand on the ball on the helmet.
Yeah, I don't know which. If you can't really. There are two totally different styles.
No, but I'm just saying, memorable plays for the Super Bowl.
Oh, for sure.
The Philly Special down in. Oh my God, it's down in history's top one of the top five plays in Super Bowl.
What a gutsy call too, fourth down.
And he called for it. Nick Foles, big dick Nick. Yeah, ain't do shit for Jacksonville, but he got a Super Bowl.
Big Dick must have showed up in Jacksonville. Usually the warm weather gets you a little chubby, but I guess not with Nick Foles. So, little news there. Also, back to the NFL. Stick with the NFL here. Jamal Adams. Now I'm a huge. Everyone knows I'm a Jets fan.
Fuck the Jets.
This is, not news to me because last year with the Gase issue and trade rumors.
Yep.
Joe Douglas, had already stated that he was brought up, and if someone calls, he answers the phone, which I'm okay with. Listen, at the end of the day. Everybody's expendable. Yep. Unless you give me 5 Super Bowl rings, you're expendable. And especially as a safety in this league today, I mean, Jamal Adams is a fucking freak. I love him to death. I hope he is a Jet long term. But if they do move him and we do get some some good pieces, a first rounder, another first rounder, even a star, defensive pass rusher, something that we get back that produces for us. I'm okay with it.
Well, let's also look at the last year or two. Let's look at the trades that went down. Would you say safety is a high impact position? I mean, an important, a building block, exactly.
I think you can win a Super Bowl without a strong
safety. So what would you say? Defensive end, corners maybe?
I need a pass rusher.
So Khalil Mack traded. Yeah. He was traded. Jalen Ramsey traded.
What are you talking about? As in strong safety, as in just remove the position?
No. Just like
would you rather have a more dominant safety than a pass?
Because he's saying, I can't believe he would answer the phone. But Khalil Mack, defensive end, one of the best, the first All-Pro in two positions.
Who's your fucking last resort?
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
You could get past with the subpar safety.
Then again, you might not need your last resort if you got somebody.
But I'm just talking about Von Miller. I'm just talking about in NFL circles, important positions, all right? It goes quarterback, defensive end, left tackle, and then everything else. It's how it is. It's how today. That's called the premium positions, all right?
Yeah.
Safeties aren't going to get drafted top five unless you're awesome, unless you're real good, which Jamal Adams is. He's the best of the best. But you can't come out saying, oh, I can't believe you guys talk. Khalil Mack, gone. Jalen Ramsey, best corner in football, arguably, gone. DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver, one of the best receivers in football, gone. So people take, they take the calls, you know what I mean? So it was reported Adams wasn't doing the virtual training.
Yeah.
And the Jets aren't going to extend him.
Well, I mean.
They came out and said it.
Wait, what was the problem?
He doesn't feel like he's valued at the level that he plays.
He didn't want to do the virtual world.
They're having
because
virtual,
he wants a new deal. He wants a new deal, so he's kind of like holding out, essentially. But,
But I'll tell you what. After all that shit talking on Jamal Adams, Jacksonville has a defensive end over here.
I'll take him.
Named Unique Ngakoue, who doesn't want to be Jacksonville. So if I'm Jacksonville, Unique.
Draft next Thursday.
Maybe a second-round pick, maybe a second and a fourth in Ngakoue. Give them to Adams. Sign me up, buddy.
Jets need a pass rusher. They haven't had a pass rusher since John Abraham, okay? I don't even want to talk about the Vernon Golson draft and,
Williams.
And Leonard Williams. Yep. And Richardson was good, but he wasn't. He never played to his
full potential. You haven't had that 15-sack guy. Exactly.
Not since John Abraham.
Yep.
And Sean Ellis on the other side was a good piece, but he wasn't a 15, guy, Even Clowney's still in a free agent market, but he wants big money, and no one's paying $20 million a year for 3 sacks. Yeah. I mean, you can't. Jamal Adams had 6 sacks as a safety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on, you can't expect that kind of money when you don't produce. And I don't want to hear your pressure your quarterback. Von Miller gets pressures and he still gets 15, 16 sacks. Yep. You know what I mean? You get there, okay? And at the end of the day, when you want $20 million, you got to produce. It's that simple.
So
it's
that simple. So if you're the Jets, let's play GM the GM. If you're the Jets and Jacksonville calls, what's it going to take to make the trade happen?
The pass rusher, yes. For sure. And I want a first rounder.
You want a first rounder?
I want Jags first rounder. Maybe even a third. I would give up probably maybe a second next year or something like that. You know, maybe throw in a little piece of, don't bite the hand that feeds, essentially, you know what I mean? Give them a little bit to, you know, sweeten the deal, sweeten the pot. But, that's what it would take.
So you're saying if Jags... closing that shit out. You're saying if Jags...
Just focus on this.
How much is the volume?
No, I know.
You just cut the whole podcast up. Shut up. Go ahead.
I just cut shit out.
So you're saying if the Jags call you, we want Adams, we'll give you Ngakoue, a second-round pick, and a fourth-round pick in this year's draft. You're not going to take it. Especially,
I'm taking it.
Exactly. Because you guys could take a wide receiver, boom. Let's say you take one of the top three receivers. You guys need receivers for Darnold, absolutely. And need offensive line help, right?
Right.
So you could even grab an offensive – you could also grab an offensive line with your first pick, and then you have –
this such which a deep, the Jets dire need.
This is such a deep draft. They're saying you can get starters third, fourth round in this draft. So I think we're going to see that play out on draft day. I cannot wait. I don't want Ngakoue to go, but if you can bring back an Adams.
Yeah, money, buy his jersey.
Who?
Jamal? Adams?
Oh, goddamn right.
I actually have a jersey signed by Adams.
I would say I would take yours, but I have to lose 140 pounds.
I might lose more than that. I'm a pretty skinny motherfucker, so... Yes. So that pretty much covers the NFL. Do you have anything else to throw in there on the NFL?
No.
I know Tom doesn't watch
shit about the NFL.
Yeah, Tom doesn't watch as much as he should.
Well, Tommy in confidence provided me that he's going to have to start watching the NFL now.
Yeah.
But coincidental, the year he might want to watch the NFL, it might be canceled. So
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just destined not to be an NFL watcher.
Football fan. I mean...
Hey, listen, he did tell me years ago when Denver made it to the Super Bowl and they got smoked by the Panthers. He was going to go, so I'll give him that. He was going to buy tickets to go, remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I also see, and that's the thing, I knew once Manning left, I was like, this has been a rebuilding year. I'm not going to fuck. I mean, like, yeah, I know, like, oh, real fan, we're going to be there. I'm not the Denver Broncos. I live in New Jersey. I watch them on Sundays. Like, I'm not going to watch them during their shitty seasons.
Can I do a correction real quick?
I don't know. Trump tells me otherwise.
Denver didn't get blown out by the Panthers. They actually won that Super Bowl.
Seahawks.
Just a little correction.
I didn't catch it. I always have flashbacks to that snap over his head.
Remember, that's Cam Newton where he fucking
I watched that snap. I didn't even watch nothing. As soon as it happened, I walked out of the house.
I can't believe you didn't watch that Super Bowl, bro.
He was gonna go.
You didn't watch it at all?
So imagine if you did go. I was busy.
I'm sitting here watching Jacksonville.
I'll do $2,000 for nosebleeds, bro. I would have been
Dude, you're telling me I watch Jacksonville when they're 2-76 and you ain't even watching Super Bowl?
Jets 1-45.
Oh my
God. I choose to use my time more wisely. I'd rather be happy, you know what I mean, instead of watching my team just
in the fucking Super Bowl.
Listen, I watch.
There's just something about it.
Did this brings up a good question?
Like you said, motherfucker, I was busy. Alright,
that was the main reason, a good question.
What's up?
Would you rather make it to a Super Bowl and lose?
No, don't even put me in.
Or not go
in at
all?
Don't even put me in.
What about you?
Don't even put me in.
Would you rather make it to the Super Bowl and lose or not even make it to the Super Bowl?
I don't even want to go. Unless you're bringing home that trophy, what's the point of going?
Yeah, I mean, you play to win the game. Hello, I know.
The heartbreak's good, but I feel like if we lose in a championship game, my heartbreak's
good. That's another thing. I'll tell you what, you come back the next year, you get the win, and you're going to appreciate that win 10 times more because you know what it was like.
Jets play the Steelers
in
Pittsburgh.
And how are you going to win? I mean, anybody, I mean, even when it comes to rich and fucking poor, how are you going to be able to appreciate your riches if you've never been the poor? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's the same thing with the wins and losses. I mean, how can you... You're not going to fight for the win as much if you don't know what a loss is going to taste like.
I tell Brittany that all the time. Brittany comes from a little money. She'd be like, go sleep on the couch. I slept on the couch for 18 years.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I sleep on the floor.
That's the Ritz, baby.
That was eating good that night.
Got cushions on it? All right.
Yeah, we good.
I'll go old school. I'll bring them curtains down. Use them as blankets. Better knock it off. Better ask somebody.
That's definitely some old school shit right there. But good question though, because that's tough because I did watch the Jets get they did get beat in Pittsburgh several years ago. That was several tough.
Well, when you're sports fans like me, bro, week one loss feels the same as Super Bowl loss.
I'm a Jets fan, so
every time Jags get beat,
I'm gonna have to come. I'm gonna just come over and see. That's what we should do. We can just do podcasts during games. Y'all want to hear
You want to hear a good game turn on me, bro?
There ain't enough time for that.
I tell you what, Brittany's a trooper, bro. 162.
But people gonna hear you.
162 MLB, bro. Baseball, every game I live and die.
You talking about beating wives and shit? Is this what we're supposed to?
No, I absolutely do not beat my wife over this. Absolutely.
For
not.
Disclaimer purposes.
You're spitting on the camera of the coronavirus.
Sorry about that.
So, back to track here. We'll be back on top and kind of get carried away a little bit. That's what we do out here, though.
Also, you should mention we have the great, legendary, famous Uncle Wang.
Yes, we do.
Appearing on the podcast.
If you know us, you know who the Wang is. He will be hopefully making a guest appearance tonight.
Oh, he's we're definitely call making his a ass. Guest appearance.
We're going to ask him some questions.
Little NFL trivia.
A little trivia. Ronnie's going to take it to him. He's going to have him answer five questions.
Five questions. If he gets three right, we'll give him a $20 bill, a nice crisp one.
Well, I got the PayPal to him.
He lives in bumfuck Kansas. So
but that's the last part of the session we got going on. Next topic, though, we're going to do is NBA. Big news out of that. What'd you hear, Ron?
Yeah, so NBA, with this corona, any news is fucking news. But actually, it's a big, big turn of events. The number one player recruiting in the high school class of 2020, Jalen Green, he's not going to college. He instead accepted a deal with the G League for $500,000 in salary. Jalen Green, consensus five-star recruit. He was a McDonald's All-American. USA Men's Junior National Team gold medals 2019-2018. It's a big deal. And, a lot of people talk about these college players don't get paid for a likeness. You know what I mean? March Madness is one of the biggest events of the year when it comes to gambling. You know, they put these guys on the covers. They put these guys on ESPN. They don't get paid. So this was a big turning point. And off that move, too, people think, okay, that's one. What's next? Well, the next day, the number 13 player in the class, 2020, he decommitted from Michigan. Isaiah Todd decommits from Michigan, and he signs with the G League. He signed for he can get up to $250,000 if he reaches all of his bonuses. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see if these kids, they have another alternative, I've heard Adam Silver, he's the commissioner of the NBA. They're trying to get rid of the you-got-to-play, one-and-done rule. They'd rather just skip it altogether. But it's going to be interesting to see if these kids, instead of going to college, if they want to go take this money. You know what I mean? And plus, I think it's going to be better scouting. It's going to be better scouting because you're not playing against these bums. You're playing against grown men. You're playing against people who could play in the NBA.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's a big deal. It's a developmental league. Yeah, I'll take one. And we'll see on the impact this has.
Well, it's nothing too new. Kobe came out of high school right to the NBA. LeBron came out right to the NBA, though. So it's a little bit different.
You're right. You had Kevin Durant.
Kevin G. Yep.
Kevin Durant, too. But it just hasn't been done. So it's just people. Right. It's going to be better because basketball, too. Basketball is one of the sports where after you leave the top five, top ten, these are players who are out of the league in a couple of years. People stick around, but they're never stars.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be better for people to scout because you're seeing them play. Tommy's gone again. We can't get Tommy to sit down for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm up to X off his face on the logo.
Yeah, so Chris, we want $25 back.
By the way, shout out to Chris for the fucking amazing
And I'll tell you what, people, it took a minute to get here because the rough draft was rough. Right, she gave your boy Michael Ronald, Jackson, porky pig nose.
Ronald was tough on his nose.
I didn't like it. I'm going to be honest with you.
I told her, I'm the best looking one, so worry about me first.
My man got a toucan Sam beak, and she gave him the best looking nose out there.
Because she felt bad for me.
Man, well, I feel bad for you.
Carissa, thank you. We love it. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we do appreciate it. Thanks.
So, I mean, golf next. I mean, I'm not a big golf fan. I know my cousin Steve loves some golf. He'd be perfect right now for it.
Listen, I'm not a big golf fan, but you got Tiger on the prowl and the hunt on the Sunday.
I can't watch it. The boy's out there. Listen, the only thing I know about Tiger is he likes to get some ass, which I don't. I'm mad at the dude.
I'm a fan of his. I'm first and foremost, I'm a fan of his swing, but I'm also a fan of his swing off the court. I think it's an impressive swing. I think his list is legendary.
Well, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he pretty much...
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer in the sack and on the green.
Got it.
Listen, you have you ever have your wife out there beating your car in with a...
No, I haven't.
With a driver?
I don't sling that good pipe.
Goddamn right you don't.
I'm usually about a nine pump man, you know what I mean? Nine pumps, and I'm out, you know?
That boy Tiger on the green mowing.
He must do some serious work in there. He must have a golden shaft.
Oh, great.
But, yes, I mean... You know, golf is, but anyway, back to golf. So, golf is actually attempting to play in mid-June.
June 11th.
Tournament is called, I'm not a big golf fan, so I'm just coming off with some stuff that I read. Charles Schwab Challenge is in Fort Worth on the 11th. And they are going to be doing, biggest thing with golf is it's a lot of going to be traveling.
Yep.
In and out flying. So they're going to have on-site testing
for Corona.
For the coronavirus.
Closed set, no fans.
You know, closed set, on-site testing. Because, like I said, these guys are going from one area to the next area, constantly moving back and forth. So with that, you know, they want on-site testing, which I get. You know?
And it's also big news, too, because it's the first major event, you know what I mean?
To actually try to make something happen.
Sports are scarce right now, so anything is anything. Yeah. I've been watching
cornhole. Would you watch cricket?
No. I'm watching cornhole tournaments, though.
I can watch a cornhole.
Replays, yeah. I'm in there.
Cornhole's about bowling. Would you watch bowling?
No, I can't watch bowling. I can watch some tennis.
Well, NASCAR.
No.
Yeah, I can't watch that. You'll never see me watch NASCAR. You have better luck of, I don't even know. You have better luck of me hitting the lottery than watching fucking NASCAR. Yeah. I just can't get into it.
But I've watched golf. I've watched golf on a Saturday, on the Sunday, you know what I mean? McIlroy out there. That's about all I got.
The only thing I know about really golf besides Tucker Woods is the tee. Palmer,
that's about it.
What is that called, Ron? The Arnold Palmer tee or whatever? Isn't he a golfer?
Arnold Palmer, yeah.
Is he a golfer? Yeah, Jack that's about Nicholson, it. So that's about enough of golf for one night for me. Back to some news we got on WWE. Big wrestling fan. I know a couple, hopefully you guys listen to this, a couple of the guys that I know like wrestling. WWE has released 20 superstars. I have the complete list. It's Kurt Angle, Rusev, Drake Maverick, Zack Ryder, Kurt Hawkins, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, Heath Slater, Eric Young, Sarah Logan, Noé Jose, Mike Chioda, which is referee, Mike Kanellis, Marie Kanellis, EC3, Aiden English, Leo Rush, Primo, and Epico.
And a couple standouts to me right away, Rusev. Yeah, Rusev is huge.
Yeah, he was at one point so over. Rusev Day.
Yeah. Wayne's a WWE fan. I like AEW. I'm on the AEW bandwagon. I think it's...
I watch it. It's not that I don't like it, you know?
I think AEW, it's not so watered down. It's more about wrestling and not about storylines. I think it's interesting. I think Rusev can go there and be a top star right away.
Well, the problem is a lot of these, you know, I mean, for example, WWE is saving $20 million a month by making these roster cuts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's face it. They're not making as much money as they were before. Yeah. I mean, they make a lot of their money in attendance, you know. Don't get me wrong, they still got their merchandise, you know, but they're losing, you know, 28,000 stadium arenas. You know what I mean? They fill them up.
Well, when I first saw this list too, I was seeing being an AEW fan, I was like, who would I like to see? There's four people. Rusev.
I'm gonna say maybe Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson.
Yeah, I love the Good Brothers. I love the Revival too. The Revival weren't on here.
They asked for the release.
Yeah, they wanted to go. Yeah, they went. I'm excited for Revival, the Good Brothers, because the Good Brothers have connections to the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega. You know what I mean? Bullet Club in New
Japan.
But
here's the thing, though. Are they going to be able to get signed considering this coronavirus right now?
Absolutely.
You think they're a billionaire?
Well, yeah. Well, AEW is founded by Tony Khan. He's the son of the Jacksonville billionaire owner. You got in the Bushi roster and EC3. EC3 was huge in TNA, Ring of Honor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but was he also in TNA? Was he also a big fish in a small pond?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But a lot of people go, if you're not homegrown,
do you get that reference?
Yeah.
If you're not homegrown,
if you didn't know, Tommy doesn't really watch too much wrestling.
I don't watch anybody.
He don't watch nothing. He just cuts trees down. That's all he does on his weekends. He just cuts trees down.
Yeah. So like I was saying, EC3. Everybody knows if you go to if you're not homebred, if you're not homegrown in WWE, they really you can get buried.
I mean,
you
I was shocked at the Kurt Angle Zack Ryder release though.
Zack Ryder too, but Zack Ryder had a little momentum because he had like that online series and shit.
Yeah, but then he did win the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania,
which was controversial because people said it wasn't supposed to happen like that. If you go back and read, I was reading stuff like he wasn't supposed to win and this and that, and that's why he lost the belt the next night.
Yeah, which is awful.
Yeah, but no,
stupid. But anyway, we'll move on from WWE. Tommy doesn't know really too much, and he's over there looking like he's
about to fall asleep.
So
I'm getting ready for some plunder, baby. That's what
there it is.
Saying.
Plunder call, duty plunder.
Two
dubs last night. Anybody who's watching, shout out to Orlando and Adriel. They all they did was really fill out the team. But shout out,
I hope they were there.
I feel you know. Blacklisted or outcast because I don't. They don't ever ask me to play.
You don't ask me to play. All you gotta do is you motherfuckers know my number.
Win number two. Me and Tommy both had 11 kills apiece.
Hey man, we got duos tonight. We're taking another.
Boom boom.
See, and they're making all these plans and leave me out.
Motherfucker, you don't play. Listen, I will still never ever forget, bro. Dead Rising 2. What's up? Because I'm pretty sure I bought Dead Rising 2. Never fucking play. Oh, get it. Oh, we'll play online. Get it, bro. Never.
Why didn't we play?
Bro, listen to me. Listen to me really closely. He never, not a single time, played Dead Rising with me. I don't even know if we split screened at his house, which I don't think it's a split screen. So
it was like
my point is that I wasted money. Good money. Hard-earned money. Well,
no,
maybe
this,
not
is, this is before you're
regardless,
working.
It does, my point, exactly. And when you get money from your motherfucking parents, dude. How you expect me to waste a little bit of money I'm going to get from my broke-ass parents to buy a video game that you can't even play with me?
To be fair.
Fuck you. Listen, we're going to take a double plunder. You want to get on? Get on. We got trios and fucking...
What do you play on, Xbox One or PS4?
It doesn't even matter.
Cross-platform.
It's cross-platform.
Yeah,
listen,
but can you
see,
get...
he's already looking for excuses.
Can
see,
you
this what he does all the time.
Can you get into parties? But like, if you cross-platform.
Bro, get on it. See, stop trying to avoid it.
I'll download it tonight.
We have a problem, though.
What do you play for?
Call your wife.
I have a problem. Wayne's taking my headset back.
No, do you have eight headsets here?
None of them connect. They're not compatible.
No, I'll give you. I'll give you this. I'm not giving it to you.
Well, I gotta be cheap.
I'll let you use. Listen, Ron. I'll let you use it.
Why don't you already have one? You live in Alpha.
Because I have. Oh, so relax. Don't start putting my business. Relax.
I'll let you use it. I have Alex's at home. I'll use Alex's.
Boom. Good.
What is it? Free phone. What is it? What's it called?
Warzone.
Okay.
First of all, I'm not broke. All right, I got money.
Yeah, he's just a cheap fuck.
All right, exactly.
He's cheaper than Tommy.
Than Tommy?
He might be.
Tommy, Mr. Water Heater set for 15 minutes so you can get a hot shower and turn it off so everybody else freezes, Tommy?
No, I don't think so.
I'm sorry. I'm smart with my money.
I don't know what's up with Ronald's pipes, but his shits are freezing, bro, because I went upstairs and washed my hands. My fucking hands are numb. When I use that fucking sink.
Oh, I'm sorry. We like cold water around here. That's all it is. Cold water.
Yeah, he must not want to pay his water.
At least I turn my fucking water when you're on.
Yeah, 15 minutes a day.
That's all you need, baby. That's all you need. What the fuck? You think I'm wasteful over here? Oh, I'm sorry. That I'm not overprivileged. My bad. I didn't come from a rich background like you.
Oh, I didn't come from rich. Listen, no difference between me and yours. You're out there knocking checkers girls up. I date a pretty Madalinas. You deal with her. You deal with Steve. You're privileged. Love you, babe. She could probably hear us right now. Love you, babe. Much love.
And to be fair, since Ronald, you know, Brittany, we love you. We're marrying this family just as much as Ronald is.
Yes.
So I expect some cheddar, okay?
Let her know.
I'm married to you, too. That's how it works.
Me and Mike are boys.
Yeah.
We're boys.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the should we call the Wang? Get
we got about... anything off the top of the heezy you guys want to throw out there for the listeners?
I'm trying to think of something.
Sports wise?
Anything. What do you got? Anything going on? Listen, by the way, Ronald was playing Final Fantasy. He's very distraught that.
I'm getting to that, yes.
Gotta get into it.
Listen, Final Fantasy VII Remake. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Listen, I've been waiting 10 years.
10 years?
10 years. One of the greatest games ever made. Greatest hits, PlayStation 1. Google it. I got this game. All right. Let's and anybody who's ever played this game, 19 hours I put into this game, and I haven't even left Midgard yet. Midgard's the starting city. So I'm like, what the hell? What the hell is going on? Why is this game taking so long? So I Google, and the game ends after you get out of Midgard.
You just spoiled the ending.
Too bad. Too bad.
We're going to lose viewers.
That's the game ending. Hey, what about Vincent Valentine? What about Yuffie?
No, spoiler alert.
What about Yuffie? What about Sid? The ending. What about Sid? I paid $60 for this game.
Dang, Walmart had it for $50.
$60 for this fucking game, and now you're going to split it into three parts? Not even a DLC? I got to wait more? This is bullshit. Great game. Great game, great graphics. Yeah, bullshit.
And since we're talking about games, I want to throw out, if any people played Resident Evil, the third one, the remake.
I was thinking about looking at it.
It's good. It's a good game, not worth $60 though. Only reason why is if you played the original, Resident Evil 3, they cut out so much content that it just shortened the
DLC.
Game.
DLC. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, no, they're probably not going to do DLC. They just literally cut out content. Like, cut out parts of the games. Well, I heard it was supposed to be Resident Evil 2 and 3 patched together. What do you got? What happened? Breaking news?
Listen, breaking news. Louisville offensive tackle, Mika Beekton. He's one of the top tackles can be taken. Dude's like 360, 6'7". Dude's huge. Draft night coming up. He was flagged for a failed drug test at the combine.
Was he smoking some crack?
I don't know. I didn't read into it yet.
I don't think they dropped those tests, right?
For what? Crack?
Weed. No, weed.
I think the new bargain for the NFL is I think they did stop.
And it could be, but he was flagged. So let me see what it says real quick.
Baseball did it too.
You never hear a baseball player getting high.
No, I know. Well,
because they don't get tested anymore, probably.
I think
we have to look that up because I don't. I'm not 100% sure.
For projected top 10 pick, he didn't fail any test in college. Per new CBA rules, he goes into stage one for no more than 60 days. So I don't know if he's going to be suspended with stage one. I'm not caught up on the new CBA.
Will his draft stock fall?
He's top 10 pick, you know.
Will it fall? What do you think? I mean, you go back to Dan Marino. Those teams didn't pick Dan Marino because they thought he was a partier in college.
It doesn't say if...
Will it actually affect his draft?
It'll probably depend on what it's for.
Honey Badger. Remember him? Honey Badger. Yeah. You know, he had some issues coming out of college that people weren't set on taking him because he had some shit going on.
Right.
You know? So the question really is about that is, will it affect his stock?
We will see. So, the town overlooks it.
Next Thursday.
Let's get Wang.
You want to get Wang on the floor?
Let's give Wang a call. The legendary Wang Johnson. Birth name Wayne Johnson, but, you know, he's Wang to us.
And he's what you call championship.
He is undefeated in every aspect of life.
Yes.
All right, so let me get Wang on the phone real quick.
Just bear with us.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Make sure your volume's up.
The 38 minutes you've listened to so far.
It's worth it right
here.
All
about to be worth it. There it is.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. We have Wang.
We have visual on Wang.
He is on the podcast.
Drinking some
sweet Diet Coke.
He's
Mars?
Drinking a 1 liter Diet Coke.
He slugged that.
Diet Pepsi.
He's parched.
Diet Pepsi. All right, Wang. Shame to you. Say a couple words to the viewers. What'd you say? Wang. Okay.
There he goes.
Okay, Wang. Wang's what? You good? You ready?
You got 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes. Don't rush us. Listen, I got a little thing for you.
I got a deal for you.
So listen, you ready? Listen. Wang, we have a 5-question NFL quiz for you. If you're able to get 3 out of the...
I can barely hear you.
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
Is everybody starting with excuses?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, so we have 5 questions for you. If you can get 3 out of 5 right, you want to hold it? You want to hold it? I will send you $20, all right? Sound good?
Yeah, that's, you still owe me $20. Oh,
here we go.
That's 40 then.
Oh, okay.
So double
or nothing. How about that?
No.
All right. So if you get 3 out of 5 right, $20.
Hey,
deal?
Oh, hold on a minute.
Oh, we going to your thinking chair? Steve?
No, I'm going to turn the fucking panel so I can hear you.
Oh, here we go. This is Wang day in and day out. Wang, can you give us the championship one time?
Well,
just give us the, hang up? Nope, I'm not going to say where it's from. Just give us the championship. Give us one. Good one.
Championship.
Yeah, there it is.
By the way, we miss you, brother.
Yeah, we do miss you, Wang. You're in bumfuck Kansas doing nothing, but we miss you.
How's Dorothy?
Well,
All right. All right, Wang, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, you need 3 out of 5. The first question is, Giants won the Super Bowl in 2008, which was Super Bowl 42, and in 2012, which was Super Bowl 46. Who did they beat both times?
Patriots.
Boom. Ding, ding, ding. That's one right, Wang. That was good. Did you know right off the top of your head you have to think or anything?
No.
Boom. Attaboy. All right, Wang. Question number 2. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Who is the Redskins' all-time career passing leader? You get one guess.
No Google it either.
He gave you the team name.
Can I get the last name?
No.
That's maybe the first name of the. That shit goes on the jersey.
Aren't you a Redskins fan?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Y'all talking shit about me.
Listen,
I can give you the yards. Give me the yards?
Give him the first letter of the name.
No, he'll get it.
No, I don't.
Let me give you the yards.
Give me the first letter of the name.
I can't. There's money on the line, or I would.
Oh, dude.
All right, give him the first letter of the last name.
Give him body part.
No, that's gonna give it away.
Give him the last letter.
I should have just given it away. I'm gonna give you the yards.
I just gave you the answer. He passed for 25,206 yards with the Redskins.
If anybody knows this, they already know I just gave Wang the answer.
Who?
Mark Griffin.
No idea who that was. The answer was Joe Theismann.
Yeah, I said give him a body part. Oh, all you have to remember
is Wang is one for two. One for two. All right, Wang, are you ready for question
number?
No, he's. I said quarterback to career passing yards.
No, he's just.
Not receiving.
You got more. You still need two more.
You just need two more, right? All right, Wang. I need you to name. Now how are we gonna do this? This is gonna fuck me up. All right, I need you to get 5 out of 10. Top 10 career rushing leaders.
I would say 3 out of 10.
Can you get 5 out of 10?
You got Joe Brown.
Nope, that's wrong.
Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith is right.
Walter Payton.
Walter Payton is right. Three more. You get 10 guesses too, so that's 3, right? Yep.
I'll count the right ones.
I have 3 guesses. You need 3 more right.
Adrian Peterson?
That is right. Adrian Peterson's right. You need 2 more.
O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Simpson is wrong. You get 5 more guesses. You need 2 more right.
Bro, you're an idiot, dude.
One played for the Jets.
Stop giving those fucking money, boy.
He don't know who played for the Jets. Pay up.
Come on.
You don't even know, see?
I'm going to need an answer from you, Wayne.
Curtis Martin.
Yep, that's one. You need one more. You have 4 more answers. 4 more guesses. Marshall Faulk is wrong. 3 more guesses.
Give me a team.
No, I'm going to give you a team. Wayne already gave you one with Curtis Martin.
Give him a division. Give him a division. What division is that?
NFC.
I mean, how would you not know that one anyway?
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying. That should be the easiest one to guess. There's plenty of names. Go.
I don't really follow all this fucking.
Come on. He's not gonna know the positions. Wait, don't give up. You got three more guesses. You need one more player.
He probably even knows he's in the NFC.
Yeah, let's
North.
Go. Let's name 3 more guesses.
One team is in the NFC North. That he played for a team that's in the NFC North.
You guys got paid.
Edrin James?
Edrin James is wrong. Two more guesses.
And he was an
wrong
AFC.
Wrong team, too.
Hold on. 2 more guesses, Wang.
NFC North. Listen, money's on the line. You're best off to pull off some Google. Because you definitely want to know what teams are in the North.
I'm gonna kind of go on the fly. You can phone a friend. Would you like to phone a friend?
Yeah, we should phone a friend. I think you should phone JP.
Or I could phone. Do you want me to phone? How about Uncle Kevin? Do you want me to phone Uncle Kevin for you?
How about phone Tommy?
No, you can't phone Tommy because Tommy's saying.
Take your phone with me. Yo, if you split the money with me, I'll call you from my phone.
I'll give you a choice of three people. Uncle Kevin, my brother Tyler, or Darren?
Kevin.
All right, let me call Kevin. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne is using his call friend. I'm going to call my Uncle Kevin.
Using lifeline.
Yeah, lifelines and shit. I love it.
Love it. I should take counsel since Wayne already gave him Curtis Martin.
What do you mean? That's one fucking guy.
Hold on. I'm calling Kevin to see if he answers.
How many guests do y'all have? I think two. Up on the count.
Yes, two.
Well, we'll give him two.
Let's see if Kevin answers. If not, we'll try Darren. If not, Tyler. If not, you're out of your luck.
How many does he have right? Total questions.
All right. So far, he has two guesses left. He has
me,
Emma Smith, Walter Payton, Adrian Peterson, and Curtis Martin. I don't know. Kevin did not answer. All right. Let me try to call Darren.
I lost.
Did you say I lost?
Let's see. Here comes Darren.
We're still here.
We are still here.
The language.
Darren joined. Hold on.
Yo.
Darren.
What?
We are doing a podcast. We're doing the Jerk Circle podcast. Me, Wayne, and Tommy.
Yeah, you're live. Make sure you're not doing anything illegal.
Or beating your dick.
Yeah. So.
Wait, what? What?
We're on a podcast. We have Wang on here. We're giving Wang a quiz. Darren, beat your kids. Keep them quiet. Hurry up. Go somewhere quiet. Wang needs your help.
Yeah, money's on the line.
All right, we're giving Wang an NFL quiz. We're giving him five questions. If he gets three right, he wins $20. All right? So the third question is, top 10 career rushing leaders in the NFL.
Top 10?
Yes. Wang has two guesses left. He has two guesses left, and he needs one more correct answer. So I'm going to give you the people he said that's right, and then you can give him only one answer, all right? So Wang guessed Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton.
This is a tough one.
AP, Adrian Peterson.
This is a tough question.
And Curtis Martin.
And who?
Curtis Martin. So, give me a player who you believe is in the top 10 of career rushing.
Frank Gore.
Who?
Frank Gore.
Frank Gore. Ding, 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 ding.
There you go.
All right, Darren. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
You won Wayne that one, so. Yeah,
Wang owes you $5 at least.
Wang owes you $5. All right. Hang up.
Wang owes you nothing.
All right, so Wang, you got that one right. So now you need.
Hey, I ask you a question.
What's up?
You said top 10 career rushing yards, right?
Yeah.
Running backs.
Yeah.
You're telling me Jim Brown's not one of them. I think you're wrong.
No, I'm telling you, I did research.
You got pushed back.
You want me to give you the top 10 in order? Number one, Emmitt Smith. Number two, Walter Payton. Number three, Frank Gore. Number four, Barry Sanders, because you didn't say Barry Sanders. Number five, Adrian Peterson. Number six, Curtis Martin. Number seven, LaDainian Tomlinson. Number eight, Jerome Bettis. Number nine, Eric Dickerson. And number 10, Tony Dorsett.
I'm fucking retarded.
Yeah, I know. All right. Now, you just need one more of these last questions wrong. Right, there's two questions, all right? Are you ready for number four?
No.
All right, here's number four. How many yards is a defensive pass interference worth?
Spot where the ball's at.
That's correct. You win.
Yeah, that's your question. Try to
you
get
win. You. All right, Wang has won. All right, now for the hell of it. For the hell of it, we'll give you the last question, all right?
Bonus points.
How many players are on the field for each play?
Both
teams.
Both sides, yes.
22. Yeah, 22, you're right. Boy. Yeah, so, Wayne, you got 4 out of 5 right. Good job.
He's $20 richer.
Good job. So, now we got appreciate to give you. All right, you won.
Try tricking you.
You won, Wang. I will send you the $20 when we're all done.
As soon as the virus is over.
All right?
Yeah, as soon as the virus is over. Yeah.
The bank's closed.
Good point. All right, Wang. So what are you doing? What's going on? What are you doing?
I'm watching TV.
What are you doing with life without sports? What are you doing to maintain your day?
And don't say beating your putt, because we already know that.
Yeah, we won't hear that.
I don't need to beat my
pot.
I got woman for that.
Ah! Boy, okay.
You slide dog, you.
What's your count, Wayne? What do you, twice a week?
I've been playing the show
20. Yeah, you fucking cheater. You probably
the show,
got, yeah. He's 20, cheating.
Playing on beginner sliders all the way up?
Yep.
No.
Bullshit, Wayne. When are you playing?
What's your...
I work my ass off. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, sure you did.
Well, what's your... How many home runs have you hit in a season in your road to the show?
Okay.
Well, that's not too bad. What about your second year?
I hit 55.
Okay. A little steroids there. What else you got?
And right now, I'm in my third year, and I hit 39. So far, I just got past the All-Star break.
Yeah, he's going to have like 80 home runs that year.
Oh, boy.
No, actually, honestly, Wendy, they cut a lot of stuff off, but you can't fucking smack like 73, 80 home runs that I see them.
Man.
Yeah, I started a road to the show myself. I'm still in the fucking double A.
I'm out of that.
Yeah, are you in the majors?
Yeah, I went to the Miami Marlins to trade me at All-Star break to St. Louis. Then the fucking St. Louis trade me to the fucking San Diego. I went to the World Series. Lost against the fucking Chicago White Sox in game 6. Cause I didn't catch the fucking ball. Win the game. Loser. I'm in first place now.
Now, Wayne, since we have you on too, I want to revisit an infamous. How do you say that word?
Infamous.
Well, I don't know what word you're trying to say.
Infamous moment in your life, which was when we were all playing division. Can we go back to when you tried to turn the difficulty down in the tutorial? Do you remember this? What's up?
I know this is supposed to be a podcast, not talking shit to the people that you're trying to get.
I just denied it.
In the first place.
Huh?
You're lucky I did it in the first place.
You won $20. What do you mean?
Yeah,
who's lucky here?
I probably will never get it.
You're gonna get it. But can you?
He's on podcast, so he has to get it.
Yeah.
You know how much money we're making now?
Yeah. So can you?
None.
Bro, we got like 2.5 people listening right now.
2.5.
Listen.
You know how much that pays per minute?
The way I get good, I start off beginner. When I get a beginner, then I go to the rookie. When I get the rookie, I go to the veteran. When I get the veteran, I fucking suck even more.
I would not have.
All right, Wang, we appreciate you being on.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
Okay, can you just give us one good championship on your way out? Put some oomph into it. Give us one good one.
Extra $5.
All right, extra $5. Give it to me.
God damn.
Championship.
No. Give us
you
a good
one.
No, I said I put some oomph into it.
Put some love into it.
Championship.
All right, Wang. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later. Later, Wang.
Later.
Love you,
brother.
What a character.
He is the fucking man. He's a good sport. We miss him. Hopefully everything's going good. Where's that? Is that down or up? Where's that over? Where the fuck is Kansas? Is that down?
No.
Over? Left? Where's that at, Tommy?
Kansas? I don't know. Somewhere that way.
We'll do
that. Also, anybody who likes this video or comments on Facebook, I will send you the link to the famous Wang video,
yes.
So you can see what the championship's all about,
and
where it came from, and originated at.
I know, I didn't even know where it's from.
You've never seen that video?
I'm glad I got to. I got to enjoy it with you guys. So
it's a
legendary. It's
a
legendary
classic.
Video.
But on that note, we've run its course. Our session has run its course. We're almost an hour in.
Yeah.
I'm starving. I'm gonna go get me something to eat. Hopefully everybody listens to the show.
We can start earlier next time.
Get here.
We can do like 3 hours.
Yeah, when we get started, it's
fine.
Good.
I mean, I would do that, but then again, I don't know if I got that much free time. I got that much call.
Here we go.
Time.
On that note, we're getting out of here.
That's what I'm saying. I just texted the wife too. So I'm coming home.
Tell the wife
I'm mad because I don't want to play the game.
What's she mad for? Just said
no
shit.
We'll talk about it when we turn on.
got him. But everybody, thank you for listening.
It was fun.
Please like, share the page. I'll have the link up to listen to the podcast tonight. Is Ronald Tom, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I'm 4x7 because I was a problem in high school.
Get the fuck out of here. Right, Bears is 28. It's definitely not him, I'll tell you that.
Thank you guys very much for listening. Have a good night, guys.
Later.